President, Mrs. Reagan, members of the Cabinet, Vice President, Mrs. Bush, I think I've got that out of order of priority in protocol terms. Members of the Diplomatic Corps are here, and all you beautiful people out there. I'm not sure I'm capable of this after that emotionally draining but beautiful experience that all of us have just had on the streets of this magnificent city. Mr. President, I hope you were watching TV, because I don't think any of us Americans have ever seen anything quite like it, quite so spontaneous, quite so beautiful in terms of the best qualities of our people. And we are deeply grateful for it. Mr. President, our flight to freedom is now complete. Thanks to the prayers and goodwill of countless millions of people, not just in this country, but all around the world. The assistance of those many countries and governments who understood the values and principles that were at stake in this crisis. The love and affection of our countrymen from all those tens of thousands out there on the streets today, to that lady that we saw standing on a hillside as we came in from Andrews, all alone, with no sign, no one around her, holding her hand to her heart. The enveloping love and affection of small town America, of the kind we witnessed in that wonderful two-day stop in New York State, West Point and its environs. And last but not least, on this flight to freedom, the United States Air Force on Freedom One. Mr. President, I give you now 52 Americans, supplemented by a 53rd today, Richard Queen, sitting over here, overjoyed in reunion with our families, the real heroes in this crisis. Fifty-three Americans proud to rejoin their professional colleagues who had made this flight to freedom earlier. Our six colleagues who came here with the great cooperation and friendship of our Canadian friends, and our 13 who came earlier. I give you now 53 Americans proud, as I said earlier today, to record their undying respect and affection for the families of those brave eight men who gave their lives so that we might be free. 53 of us proud today, this afternoon, also to see and to meet with some of those families, and Colonel Beckwith and some of those who came back. 53 Americans who will always have a love affair with this country, and who join with you in a prayer of thanksgiving for the way in which this crisis has strengthened the spirit and resilience and strength that is the mark of a true, truly free society. Mr. President, we've seen a lot of signs along the road here and up in New York. They are marvelous signs, as is the spirit and enthusiasm that accompanies this, what we've been calling a celebration of freedom. They are signs that have not been ordered. They are spontaneous, sincere signs that reflect the true feelings of the hearts of those who hold them. Even those, I suppose, like IRS welcomes you, which we saw today as we came into town. And another one that said, government workers welcome you back to work. Well, we're ready. There was another sign that said, and I think that says it as well as any, the best, as far as we're concerned, the best things in life are free. But even better than that, was a sign that we saw as we left West Point today along a superhighway up there that someone had hastily put up. And the world will be better for this. We pray, Mr. President, that this will be so. Mr. President, in very simple words that come from the hearts of all of us, it is good to be back. Thank you, America, and God bless all of you. Thank you very much.
This is a flag, in this case, bearing your name, and it is a symbol I will give to you now, because all the others, you will each receive one when we get inside the building, and each one of you will have a flag symbolic of the 53 that are here for you, in your honor. And now, Nancy, come on up here. I think now a fit ending for all of this would be for all of us to participate in singing God Bless America.